Tomorrow in Kansas City, friends, family, and fans will gather to remember jazz violinist Claude Williams. Many people knew him by his nickname Fiddler. Claude Williams died earlier this week of pneumonia. He was one of the last links to a time when Kansas City was a jazz capital to rival New York, Chicago, or New Orleans. And following by a week the death of Joe Kennedy, Jr., Williams' passing brings to a close the era of the original jazz violinists. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen has this appreciation.
Claude Williams always said he knew exactly where and when he decided to play the violin. It was when he was a youngster in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and for the first time heard the great Joe Venuti.
He came through Muskogee with a band. I don't remember what band it was, but Joe Venuti, you could hear him on top of the whole band. He was cutting through. And it wasn't amplified then either, you know, just straight violin. I told my mama, that's what I want to play.
Williams was already playing guitar, mandolin, and bass, and eventually landed a job with Andy Kirk's 12 Clouds of Joy. That was the group that brought him to Kansas City, where he met Count Basie. In the 1930s, Kansas City was jumping. There were hundreds of jazz clubs. In a 1992 interview, Williams said Basie hired him primarily as a guitar player, but also let him take a few solos on his fiddle.
I used to get good applause and recognized whenever I'd play, you know, a couple of courses on fiddle. I didn't get a chance to play very much. Maybe I'd pick up the fiddle maybe twice a night or maybe three times at the most, just because Count just mostly wanted that rhythm guitar.
Williams eventually was fired. Years later, he told an interviewer it was a blessing, saying if I'd stayed with the Count, I would have just been playing that ching-ching rhythm guitar for 40 years. Instead, he made a name for himself playing with jazz and R&B groups throughout the West and the Midwest. In the 1950s, Williams settled in Kansas City, where he met another native of Muskogee, Oklahoma. Although pianist Jay McShann and Claude Williams grew up in the same town, they didn't know each other until they met in Kansas City. The celebrated bandleader says the two soon began playing dates all over the country.
Feeling like he loved the spotlight, there's no question about it.
And McShann, who still lives in Kansas City, says the spotlight loved Williams, especially his fiddle.
And he had some old Western tunes that he used to play, and it would break up the house. One of them was, what is this?
San Antonio Road.
San Antonio Road. Oh, man, they used to holler for San Antonio Road. And we'd have to play San Antonio Road 4 and 5 times a night.
For more than 35 years, Claude Williams made his home in Kansas City, toured a little, recorded even less, and eventually gave up the guitar because of an injury. Then in 1988, he was invited to join the Black and Blue Review, a Broadway show that also featured singer Ruth Brown. Before long, he was getting invitations to tour the world. At the age of 80, Claude Williams was drawing more attention than ever. He played twice at the White House and received the National Endowment for the Arts' prestigious National Heritage Fellowship Award. And he inspired a generation of younger musicians, including violinist Regina Carter. The self-taught man from Muskogee gave the conservatory-trained Carter a few tips.
He said to me, he said, you move around the violin too much with your fingering. He said you should stay in one place more, like a guitar player does, and it made a lot of sense.
Another younger musician inspired by Williams is Bobby Watson. The saxophonist played with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and led his own band before coming home, where he's now director of jazz studies at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Watson and Williams worked together in a group dedicated to reestablishing Kansas City's place in jazz history.
me, people like him, the older they get, the more profound each note is. And to me, it was like he didn't waste any notes. We clung to every note when he played, you know. It's like Jay McShann, too, you know. The fires with people like that never go out. And so that's what we aspire to, is to be like that.
Claude Williams continued to tour well into his 90s and gave his last performance in Kansas City just 4 months ago. Williams said in some ways it was the challenge of the violin that kept him young.
I believe it got to be something you like or like to do, a sound that you like to get, you know, in order to do it justice. Really, what I play don't come out of no books, you know. I mean, I'm still learning the fiddle as I go along, you know.
Claude Williams was often asked if he ever thought about retiring. He'd reply, he'd only retire when his fingers stopped working. Claude Williams died last Sunday in Kansas City. He was 96 years old. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.